Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and my girl, Nate Seduction. We're going to check in a moment. But, man, glad to have you guys for another show. Only show of the week, man. We just do the Monday show. But we're here. So, yes, man, very glad. Every Wednesday show, we call it Hump Day After Dusk. So, yeah, man, got a lot of stuff. I'm about to be jam-packing. I'm the best of both worlds, so I'm gonna be taking parts of the Monday show. We usually do segments, and then of course mixing it with the Wednesday show. So, man, I got plenty of content for y'all. We ain't gonna run out of nothing. Nonetheless, man. Oh man, how was my weekend? By the way, because I know you guys are always wondering what the heck, what work adventures, if any, did I get into? I was on my best behavior for the most part this weekend, I would say. And I see Nate's in the building now too. We opened up her mic. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm catching everybody up with what happened with me this weekend. This weekend I went to do some karaoke on Friday. That was fun. And then Saturday, man. Saturday, I was drawing the blank. Oh, yeah, Saturday, I was kind of editing stuff for this issue of the magazine dropping on Friday for Human Canvas Mag. Got my tear sheets for Dream Angel magazine that I shot for this upcoming issue for them. And, yeah, man, just got some other plans in motion. I'm not going to tell you guys in detail, but I will just tell you that I can at least tell you this. Of course, Nays Foundation, the Richland Foundation, as I told you before, that would be a nonprofit that we'll be working with closely here in the show. So, yes, man, just stay tuned. We'll be telling you guys how you can get involved and give back to the community. And, yeah, man, help us. Because, you know, we crack you guys up. We get you in the mood, but at the end of the day, we still look out for our people too. So it's a blessing. So that's just a little bit. That's my weekend. I know usually it's crazy jam packed, but it was kind of boring, I guess, by a lot of people's standard. How was your weekend, Nate?
My weekend was cool, you know. Didn't do too much.
You was on some chill stuff too, I take it.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm always on some chill stuff though.
Yeah, like, I mean, usually I got some crazy stories for y'all, but yeah, I pretty much really just karaoke is. I would say this. I mean, some people might find it exciting. Some people, you know, their mental scape doesn't expand that much. One of the fun things I did do so. Like, when I do karaoke, I pick a lot of songs that tend to get people, you know, like, get people to sing along, dance along, all that. My first one I did was Every Little Step I Take, You Will Be There. I did that, and I did Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. I Want It That Way, man. That's like my go-to song. Like, it's crazy. And the only reason I did it because one of my people, they were like, oh, you got to do that song? Because she said that was the only way she was going to go out there and do karaoke. I said, all right, fine, because I want to see if she was going to be full. I'm selling some wolf tickets. And, yeah, sure enough, went up there. And, yeah, I give you the emotion and everything. I put on. When I do karaoke, it's a production. I'm giving you a show. So, yes. So, yeah, Nay, that is what's been going on with me. But nonetheless, we do the Monday show, so there will be some of the segments we do on Monday show we'll be doing today. So one of those Monday segments will be Crickets of the Week. I will be throwing a few crickets. And y'all, and our Cricket of the Week segment, what we've been doing is we've been bringing back the illustrious stories from clumsycricks.com that you guys love that are just off the chain. So we'll do a couple from there for our Crickets of the Week segment. The list. So I really thought of this, and I really got a good list this week. Like, not to say we don't usually have good ones, but I have some coming up for today that is going to be like, okay, I'm feeling that one. Today, so stay tuned for today's list. The list is basically, we call it the six. And the six is a list of six things based on a particular topic we just happen to choose. And then Seduction 101. What's coming up on Seduction 101, Nate?
Tune, y'all.
Okay, so yeah, y'all got so y'all got a three pack, man, today on the show. Greatness, get ready to pop up and make some things happen. But before we do that, we're gonna go ahead and go into a quick song break. When we come back from that, we're gonna get into clumsycricks.com. Thank you to them for providing us great material for Crickets of the Week. All right, we'll be back after this right here on Life in the Dust Live with your boy, Seti J in Nay Seduction.
Come on, keep
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, welcome back, y'all, to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl, Nae Seduction, in the building. Yes, so, man, I told you guys, come back. We're going to do our Crickets of the Week segment. So let me get my crickets ready because, yeah, it's about to get real. Thank you. Okay, so now you have not done this in a while. So let me tell you how we play this game now. What I do is I don't tell you the whole story. I don't even tell you the full headline. I give you a piece of the headline, and based off the piece of the headline I give you, you get to decide which order we go with the story. So I throw them all at. I throw a list of three at you, and you have to tell me which one you want me to do first based off the little detail I give you. So I'm going to name three. Tell me which one you want me to do first. So here we go. I'm option A, which is man with measles. Option B, man, a masked person walks into credit union. Or option C, police officer accused of. So based off those three clues, without me giving you too much, which one are you going me to go with first?
Go with the second one.
Okay, good choice. All right, so everyone, the way I play this game now, and these stories are coming be provided to you by clumsycricks.com. And yeah, so I give her some peace, and she has to, this based off what I told her, find out if it's compelling enough to start which order we go with. So let me sign the crickets off for this first one. All right, some more on that story. Man, a masked person walks into a credit union, looks around, and immediately runs out. Oh, it's about to get real. Good choice, Nate. So, a person wearing a face mask and sunglasses was reported to police after he walked into a Centra credit union and quickly ran back out, according to police. By the way, this story is coming out of Davenport, Iowa. It was just before noon on Friday, March 1st, when the suspicious subject walked into the business with his face covered and wearing gloves, according to a statement from Davenport Police Department. Almost immediately after entering, he looked around and ran back outside, according to police. Here's the crazy thing. No robbery happened, and there was no weapon involved. Detectives were looking into the situation, and the public was asked to come forward with any information. So, this person has not been caught yet. All right, so that's story number one. Interesting choice, Nate. Okay, here we go. Pick between these for the next one. Man with measles or police officer accused of?
Go with the second one.
Okay. Police officer accused of. Get the crickets out for that one. Okay, I'm burying the lead. What in the world is the police officer accused of? Well, Nate, you might have picked the best one. The police officer is accused of illegally making guns and selling them to criminals. Yeah,
wow.
So buckle your seatbelt for this. Oh, yeah, Nate. Yeah, isn't this game just interesting? Okay, so this happened around March 2nd, as far as the story. A police officer in New York City has been accused of illegally making handguns and assault weapons, then selling them to criminals, according to the New York State Police. Greg Marinelli, 38 years old, a sergeant with the city's Department of Environmental Protection Police, was arrested Thursday and charged with 6 felonies, criminal sale of a firearm, 2 counts of criminal possession of a weapon, manufacture, disposition of a weapon, conspiracy and hindering prosecution. Yeah, those are all his his charges that he's looking at right now, which are 6 felonies, by the way, people. And this is a news release this past Friday. This, of course, a quote. This has to be one of the most egregious breaches of trust that I have encountered, according to the Orange County District Attorney David Hoover. He stated further that he is furious, number one, about the leak in the case, and number two, the conduct, the possibility of putting untraceable guns on the street. Marinelli is being held in Orange County Jail in lieu of bail, which is set at $200,000 cash or $600,000 bond by Deer Park Town Court. State police and agents with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives found gun parts, tools used to make weapons, and several firearms, including at least one fully automatic assault rifle, at his home in Platteville, County, 75 miles north of New York City. This story is extra long, but y'all get the goddamn point. This damn police officer, as I hear from, he thinks it's fucking Call of Duty. This guy making guns, just giving them out to people like it's fucking Christmas. Protect. It seems this constantly be worrying you, man. Because people be, police brutality. But it be stuff like this. They underhanded. Like, a lot of times we already trying to look at the, we always trying to look for criminals, and we always have this preconceived notion who to look at as a criminal, and some of the very people who have on badges are the biggest criminals. Ooh, Naya, you being a law student, I know you are, you would have a field day with this kind of crap. All right, this is the last one I did, our last story. So let me get my crickets out for that one. And this is a man with measles went to the gym while he was quarantined. I mean, you nasty mother. Okay, in violation of a health department measles quarantine, a Brookfield man and his wife were charged after visiting a local health club, according to a criminal complaint. Jeffrey Marowski told a deputy he hid in his car while his wife drove him to Gold's Gym in Waukesha. So he would not be spotted by another deputy stationed outside his house to keep him from leaving. Although the alleged incident took place 10 months ago, Christine Bennett, 58, and Marowski, 57, were charged with one count each of exposing the public to communicable disease, a misdemeanor, on March 1st in Waukesha County Circuit Court. A family member reached out via email to dispute that Marowski had measles. The family member alleged the discussion with health officials was about possible exposure, that the public health department was unable to confirm that he was vaccinated or not, which he disclosed, the family said. So, oh boy. This is interesting. This is very interesting. So, we got one of those cases where they tried to screw this dude over and quarantine him, and yet it's because of a mere accident in the health department? You've got to be flipping kidding me. Man, where's my oh, the crickets are all this crap. Y'all are wilding out today. All right, Nate, here goes my favorite part of the game. Of the stories I read, which one was the worst of you? If you had to pick the worst criminal of them all,
selling
who was
guns,
the worst?
The criminals. Actually, the measles. This is between the measles and selling them guns to the criminals.
Yeah, because even if he didn't know, even though that the health department made a mistake, what you take of all places, you go to a place that is supposed to be about health, the darn gym, expose people to germs and extra germs? Ugh. Come the hell on. Yeah, I'm about to rock with you on that. Yeah. I would say the masked person, but at the moment, he apparently got away, so he ain't that. So right now, he can't really be, we can't decide what the verdict is for him until further news. So, yeah, I'm about to say the police officer, man, because, wow. And y'all be wondering. If people always want to, you know, we got to raise our inner city youth to get the drugs out the street and blah, blah, blah. And when people start saying that it's not what it always seems, sometimes the very people who must be protecting us are the people who are putting the drugs and the guns out into the street. And all this does is reprove the point. So, cookies for all of y'all asses. Y'all to be fucking shaming yourselves. All right, well, that was Crickets of the Week, everybody. We're going to go ahead and go to our illustrious segment by Nate Seduction. After that, we'll follow that up with the six. So, Nate, what you got for Seduction 101?
This Seduction 101. I'm going to speak on the whole Michael Jackson documentary. How I feel about that, I have not watched it. Let me just say that, but
I have heard
some things. Like, it's very progressive. It's a lot, you know, that's being told. My only thing is, why y'all waiting until this man is dead to want to say something? Like, he already dead. Like, what is y'all purpose of even saying anything at this point when this man is already dead, trying to discredit his credibility of what he's done thus far in the music industry? Like, the same with R. Kelly. Like, you know, first of all, the parents should be held accountable, if anything. And with the whole Michael Jackson thing, the whole Michael Jackson thing, like, he's already dead. He's dead. Like, y'all got this man turning over in his grave at this point. Then y'all got to think about the fact that he got kids. You know, Prince and Blanky or whatever the kid's name. But he got some kids, and now his kids got to defend his name. You know, they trying to defend his name. I seen on the news that, you know, Paris, I think that's his daughter's name, I don't know. She's trying to say that her father never did those things that they're stating. So she's out here trying to defend her father's legacy. And that's just weird that people want to wait until this man is already dead to even say something. Like, what y'all trying to get? Like, a check? Like, I mean, he's already dead. Like, what y'all trying to do? Like,
you know what's annoying, Nate? Did you hear the logics for doing this? This is a story that's bigger than Michael Jackson. This is about people who have been who've had child abuse and all that kind of stuff. This is a story. That's what this documentary is for. He's just a catalyst to get the conversation going. Y'all couldn't just get the conversation going. There's plenty of people y'all could have went to, and y'all picked a dead person.
A dead person. He already dead.
And he, I'm better. whether or not R. Kelly did this stuff or not, here's the thing. At least he's alive to defend himself. Like, that's coward.
Right.
You know, I can at least, I can respect that. I can respect that people did. At least y'all didn't, like, wait till the man was, like, dead and say, you know what, F it. Now let's go after him. At least I can give y'all some respect on that. But this whole thing of y'all, I mean, goodness, if we start, don't let us start digging up graves on people for that's, you know, that's always been accused and stuff that passed away, because we'll be here all day. John Wayne races behind Elvis Presley stealing some people's, and he married,
come
and he
on,
got
now.
Married to a teenager.
Don't forget Charlie Sheen. Hell, he know he got HIV, but was still sleeping with people, but they still got his They still got his stuff being aired, but y'all want to deteriorate the black man. Come on now. It's just ridiculous to me at this point. I mean,
I won't say this, because, I mean, they have done it to white people, too, because I'm gonna be very honest. The show I love called House of Cards, and just because of accusations about Kevin Spacey, they took House of Cards off for a second, and now they brought it back on. They put it back on with the, you know, which this is the last season, and it had more. The show had more legs, but yeah, man, it coming for everybody. It said,
No, they not doing white men as bad as they doing the black men. And I'm going to just be honest, flat out with that. Because look at Elvis Presley, he married a 14-year-old girl. Like, look at other people who have done the worst things, and they're not deteriorating them.
TV is
ran by white people. It's ran by white people. So white people put what they want people to see of the black community in a negative way. But they not putting the white people out here like that, looking bad on TV. Come on now. They not doing it.
This is agitating. It's not a matter of they did it or not. It's just, man, is it me? Like, okay, when the R. Kelly thing happened, when they started moving R. Kelly music and stuff, you're like, okay. But, man, now we're like, man, this Michael Jackson stuff might get Michael Jackson. Like, nay. They removed R. Kelly, so that's one thing. You remove Michael Jackson stuff? Whoa. That is a huge.
Yeah,
about all the stuff
that. And
he's
not even allowed to defend himself, but they removing his stuff. Right.
But think about that. So many people, like, you know, there's people who emulate R. Kelly, but Lord, we can go down the list of forever, a black, white, orange, whoever, that try to emulate Michael Jackson. You know, what if you took away all the music that he influenced and his own music? Good Lord, we'd be having not, it'd be the music category to be dead.
Yeah, they tripping at this point. Y'all want to wait till he already dead to say something. Y'all should have said something when this man was alive and able to defend himself. Trying to destroy his legacy that he created. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like I said, R. Kelly thing I can respect, because at least y'all did while the man was alive. I can't respect
and
this
Michael
Jackson
shit.
And then
the same people that's trying to bash R. Kelly is the same ones. Y'all boyfriend's been touching on y'all daughter, but y'all don't want to believe it because y'all need a man to sleep with y'all at night. Come on now. Come on now. If we're going to be real, let's keep it all the way real.
Oh, and this, even that, like, you know, my thing is this. If we're not going to listen to R. Kelly music, we got to be fair and not listen to Michael Jackson. So, I mean, as sad as that sounds, you know, because it's funny, some of the same people who were screaming on top of a mountaintop, yeah, blah, blah. I think the reason why people, feel, again, like you said, Nate, you said a million times, people feel different. They wait, this man was dead. And so there's no way for him to defend himself. It's annoying. And here's the sad thing. The people for the R. Kelly documentary, they try to reach out to everybody. They reach out to people who are involved directly. They reached out to people who stood to this day are in support of him. the Michael Jackson documentary, they didn't even reach out to the Jacksons. That's what's saddening. It'd be different if the Jacksons
right.
refused. They didn't even reach out to them. That's the and Oprah, you had that whole show, after show crap, and you didn't enter, and you didn't think to reach out to the Jackson family. It's that's saddening. I'm like, come on, Oprah, you better than this. Oh, it just gives me headache. It just gives me a headache, man.
It's just
it consists of follow through.
It's just crazy since this whole Michael Jackson thing, everybody wants, actually since the Bill Cosby situation, that's when a lot of people want to come out, well, this celebrity did this to me, this celebrity did that to me.
Man, it between that Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein.
It became a trend now. It's
the
like
Harvey Weinstein thing opened up a whole lot of can of worms. You saw when that happened. Man, they started snitching on every white person. I was like, God damn. Like, Brett Ratner, who was involved for the Rush Hour movies, that had. I'm like, damn, man. Shit, what you going to watch on TV? You'll be able to watch shit. They're trying to tell your head, this studio can't do nothing because the person who's in trouble. You know, then you got Russell Simmons. I mean, this is making my head hurt.
It's a trend. Instead that it became a trend after the whole Bill Cosby thing. Now everybody want to come out. Y'all should have been came out of or something. Come on now. Y'all should have been saying, why wait now?
Everybody doing this culture cancel. Culture. Excuse me.
Let me guess. That money then ran out. That money then ran out. That's all. It boils down to.
And sometimes it's because of social media. Like, man, social media is a gift and a curse. And it's like some people are so they want to get the likes and retweets and stuff so bad. Sometimes they get people canceled over the most crazy thing. I'll be like, man, it just be out of hand.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
If you say anything in a comedy sketch, all of a sudden now people are offended by something you said in a comedy sketch years ago. I thought we was better than that, man. People are doing sexual things. That's one thing. But goodness, because somebody said a joke about being gay, and when you heard it. Death was no mouse. Come on, man. Be serious. It's all about delivery of what the person is saying. If their actions show that, like, that's just stupid. I'm sick of that. The whole R. Kelly stuff don't really bother me. It's people getting canceled over, like, because you and here on Twitter about. 3 years, about 5 years ago, you said this. Do you know how many times that happens? Man, the Twitter police is alive and well. Good Lord. Whew, now you got me fired up, man.
I know. But somebody needs to say it.
Damn. Well, yeah, that's a Dutch 101, man. Nathan got me fired up. Fire. Fire. All right, so everybody. So I was just talking about karaoke, earlier. And I thought about this. I was like, man, I wonder if you had to pick like the perfect, if you could make like a, if we could each make our own list of six songs we would do at karaoke. If we had go to karaoke songs. What would they be? So I'm gonna go first, and so usually we do three of each. And if we get up to a list of six, this week we're doing a list of 12, essentially, six apiece. So, here we go, y'all, to six. Again, it's about our go-to karaoke songs. So, here's my list, Nate. I'm going to give you two, then you give me two, then you go. We're going to go back and forth for our two. My first two, I have to pick. I haven't done this one yet, but I'm putting this one on my list. It's going to be a go-to. I want to go to it. Mr. Telephone Man by New Edition. I got to put that in my karaoke list. I'm mad at myself that I have not done that yet. That's one of my songs that will become a new go-to. Number two for me, this is one I do a lot if I want, especially like I do this on a cruise ship and stuff, just like for shock value. And that is Cisco Thong Song. The look on people's face when you sing Thong Song, and like, oh, like people are like, oh my God, I can't believe he's singing that. So, yes. I would just say Cisco Thong Song number two. I would give y'all number three and four after Nay's one and two. Nay, what would be your first two go to karaoke songs?
My first go to would be Beyonce Dangerously in Love and Wayne Wonder No Letting Go.
Wow. Okay, it's good. Those good choices.
Yes.
So you gonna put the faking accent on and everything when you singing it. Let me find out. Nate be over there slow whining. Okay, Nate.
That's my song. I love this song. I really love it.
Okay, Nate. No letting go, no holding back. Because you are my lady. Yeah, okay, yeah, you wild for that. You are wild for that as a choice. Okay. That was left field. You got me, man. I got top that. Okay. I've done this a couple times. I've done this. Of all the times I've done karaoke, I've done this song three times. I just did it twice the week before last. I did it on that Thursday and on that Friday. And I did it on a cruise ship before. Genuine Pony is my number three. Something about Genuine Pony, I do it, especially if I'm in the mood to really go all the way after full and start Magic Miking it up. Yeah, like last time I performed it, I had a tank top on. I had like a little button up over. I took my button up off and I threw it onto the chair by me and singing it, you know, like basically I was doing my Magic Mic on and I was singing it. And I really believe it. And I find that one lady in there and I look at her real nasty and make her feel, you know, I'm just a bachelor. And I do the whole grinding motion and everything. Hey, man, I just went wild. You just started in trouble. Number four. This song is gonna throw you all. A lot of people off. Go, wow, that one. I would to say, and the way you want it, that's the way you need it. By Journey, that's a go-to song for me because as soon as I do it. I know the words are like in the cadences to it so well, and it allows me to go into my inner rocker mode, and yeah, just really show people, oh, he knows more than black music. Yeah, I don't just do hip hop and R&B to get up here, assholes. All right, so that's three and four. Nate, what's your three and four?
So mine would be Drew Hill's One Good Reason.
Ooh.
And Donnell Jones, to Think About It.
Okay. I know it's a pattern here. These songs sound very Nay Seduction esque. They sound very seductive.
Okay, I love my R&B. Okay, I can't live without my R&B.
Okay. No, okay, my number five and six. Number 5 and 6. Oh man, I got to pick, man. Oh, I have to narrow down of man songs I would do. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Okay, so I'm going to say one of them. Yeah, I think this is Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. And Chris Brown, Back to Sleep. So let me argue that. Boom. just so I can be petty and go, fuck you, Back to Sleep, baby. Either the words I'm saying on the screen, I'm going to say, I'll make sure I say it, the cuss word. I'm going to fuck you, petty, Back to Sleep, baby. Okay, Nate, number 5 and 6.
First, you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop.
That song had Kelly going crazy last week. That had him going crazy.
Got to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
And train up on
number 6.
And train the phone.
Oh, wow. Okay, baby.
Or look back at it between those two. Because look back at it used to turn me to a little spot back in the day.
This weather getting ready to come out. That thought's going to come out. Anybody falling for that back in the day? You already told yourself on a previous the 6. That you better do some bald headed whole shit.
I'm
you know,
on a whole lot
yourself.
Of bald headed whole shit when I go to ATL.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, which by the way, speaking of which, before I bring that up, I'll bring it up in a moment. But I wanna go ahead and let people know about da-da-da-da. My bonus song, I would throw into the mix. I got a bonus. I would just say, if I had to throw a bonus song in there, I would do Jodeci, Stay. That would be my bonus song. Baby, won't you just stay for a little while?
I would do Cross You.
Wow.
I would definitely.
Yes. I'm always trying to go for the kill at karaoke. I'm trying to put on the show. Put on the show. All right. Alright, y'all. So yes, we got a little bit left for the show. Let you guys know about stuff coming up. Reminder, I will be in New York with my girl Nikki Fox. Shout out to her. We will be in New York on March 29th, leaving on March 31st. So if you wanna book me to shoot, you better hit me up because I have already had spots being filled up, and you're going to laugh because you're going to laugh about one of the people who is paying me to shoot. Wait till I tell you this.
Okay.
Wow, you're going to say, wow, I am flabbergasted. So, yes, and it's some other moves I'll be making while I'm up there. I can't tell y'all too much on that, but yes, just know we'll be. Just stay tuned, as Nate says. But I gave y'all enough. This one book me. Or link with us. Just let us know, man. We'll be in New York. So people who have been wanting to, you finally had the chance to. You can go, oh, well, I can't come down to. Oh, nope. We'll be in New York. Drop that bull. Okay. I need to ask Nate. Are we telling them the other thing yet?
Yes. It's that time.
Okay, I'll let you go ahead, Hannah. Cause y'all know Nate don't tell y'all so often. So she tell y'all,
yes,
y'all know
I'd
how
be
we
so
do. She tell y'all, too. Y'all can't do nothing about it. It's already locked in.
Meet
all right, take the rings,
April 25th. Meet us in Atlanta April 25th through April 29th. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Ready
to
some ball-headed hoes? Shit.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Man, and I be there much longer this time. See, last time, I had to hurry to get to the fun as soon as I hit the ground. Really, last time, I can spread out the time this time. I can breathe. I go, oh, what's up, man? Let's go do this. Bam. I can breathe a little bit, man.
29. We'll be
there. And my girl Nikki Fox will be coming to that. She'll be in ATL for that, too. She's, yeah, she goes, oh, yeah, that's people I've been with. So, yeah, so she's rolling with me. Appreciate which if those of y'all who didn't know that I am her assistant, so a lot of people are like, oh, man, you be doing a lot of stuff with her because I'm her assistant, people. So, yes, I don't assist many people. It's a lot of people who have asked to hire me to work for them, and I just won't because if I don't feel how you do things, I can't do it. Just can't do it, people. I need my sanity is too important. Oh, man. Thinking, did I miss anything? Oh, it's going to be, weather report. Tomorrow, y'all, this is not a drill. 20 degrees warmer than it was today in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Love it. 75 again. Closer to ball-headed operation, ball-headed whole shit, and DFW. I can't believe it. Nay, we are getting closer, man. It's right there. It's right there. Speaking Texas, because what's the weather? What's the weather like right now for y'all?
Cool, we got snow on the ground.
Oh, so you got snow? Yeah, you ain't that shit ain't going. That cold ain't going nowhere. Because it's cold as hell today. It was cold. It got better today. Finally, it reached the 60s. And it was 60s after I got to gym around 6, maybe 7 o'clock. So, yeah. I'm so happy. 78 degrees tomorrow. Oh, man. I'm just excited. Lots of ball-headed whole shit's getting ready to happen. I'm so excited. Let the trouble commit. Yeah, so yeah, that is what is going on, people. I make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh, Human Cannabis Magazine drops Friday. Y'all be on the lookout for that. So many things. This little brain of mine. Oh, yes, this month is our 10th anniversary month. Yes, been doing the damn show for 10 years, people. 10 mother bleeping years. So, yes, we will be and actually our actual anniversary date is the 23rd. So, yeah, man, I'm be kind of lit that I'm going when I go to New York. That's kind of like a celebration. And then when I go to ATL, it's another celebration. And, yeah, it's just another meet and greet. I'm excited, y'all. I miss Nate so bad.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't have much time last time. Now I'm going to have plenty more time, and so I'm excited. Y'all don't understand. I can't contain. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. All right. So, yes, y'all, I'm excited. I can't wait to see my name. So, yes, we'll be up to no good. So, yes, stay tuned. We will tell you more on the way. Other than that, remind you guys, if y'all miss any of the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDYJ, CEDDY, letter J. You can also go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, DUSKSPOT.com. You go there, it will allow you to be able to listen to all the shows right there. You, your fingertips, the most 6 recent episodes. And be able to have the other place for syndicated like iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and be able to listen to shows on there. So there you go. Remind you guys how y'all can follow us. Follow the show on at Dustspot, DUSKSPOT on Twitter and Instagram. And follow me, Ceddy J Dust, CEDDYJDUSK on Twitter and Instagram. Nate, how can they stalk you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, NAYY_seduction. Like I said, if you can't spell seduction, you're right too young for social media. Same thing, Facebook, Nate Seduction, YouTube, Nate Seduction. Go check out my latest video that I did in Miami. Please go follow my nonprofit organization page, the Richardson Foundation. That's the Richardson Foundation on Instagram and on Facebook as well. Logo created by Laser Focus Photos. So, yeah, please don't hesitate to go follow the Richardson Foundation. We will be doing a back-to-school giveaway this summer in August. So, please stay tuned for that if you're in the Indianapolis location. Indianapolis, Indiana is where that will be held. So, you know, let's give back to the Black community and all communities, you know. Yeah, that's that.
Mm-hmm. See, because the end of the day, as I said, y'all, we can do some bald-headed ho shit, but the end of the day, we also look out for our people. It's a balance. We balance life. All right, man. Y'all, we appreciate you. We are rolling on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a...
A nay.
There is a way. Y'all, to the episode of Life to Dust Live, your boy, City J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
And what's that public service announcement we give everybody every hump day, Nate?
If you a hump, please do it responsibly.
And find your chick that's 4'9" and do it with. All right, we out, y'all.
Okay.
Peace.
Peace.